154th day of the new year. Joining us this morning is our Cato CHP commander. No.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Commander of the area CHP Arcana.
Humble CHP.
There we go. Adam Yeager. One way or another, we'll get to where you are, huh? Oh, boy. I got a bunch of different things to talk about. Obviously, we had just coming off Memorial Day, maximum enforcement, yada, 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 yada. So we spent a little bit of time talking about that. But before we do, our quote this morning. Let's see. I've got John Milton. No, it has THs in the wrong places. Studieth. I don't feel like a studieth quote. Ha. Sigmund Freud. It's not where you're going.
Ah, I was hoping for a Jimmy Buffett quote.
I don't think he made it, man. Yeah, okay, fins to the left, okay? That means, yeah, everybody goes, huh? From Freud, the first man to use abusive language instead of his fists was the founder of civilization.
Hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, looking for a shaker of salt.
Yeah. No, that's after 5 o'clock somewhere, right? You know, and it could get uglier and uglier the longer we go with this thing. But I am glad that you don't have a pencil-thin mustache.
Thank you.
Memorial Day. Good weekend this time around? Bad weekend? What do you think?
No, I don't think it's a good weekend. We had one fatality, a possible another one that we're working on up in out of Orleans. Which was a bicycle wreck off road that we discovered. So
you're like he rode off the side of the cliff?
No, private property.
Oh, okay.
Crashed his bike, but we're still working on that one.
Do those count for you guys?
Yeah, we still investigate that. Yeah, so they do count.
Like a Schwinn bike or a motorcycle bike?
No, it was a bicycle. Yeah, bicycle Schwinn. Oh. I'm not sure what kind of bicycle, but
okay.
Well, yeah, off road. ATVs or bicycle, any, you know, injury, crash, we take that, so we investigate it. But yeah, the fatality there south of Herrick was very unfortunate. And then
there's got to be more to that story. I don't know, are you able to talk about that at all?
Not yet. We're pretty okay. Early in the stages of the investigation. Yeah, so
just the time of the day or the morning.
Yeah,
was your red flags go off?
They do. Yeah. They do, yeah. But, yeah, so that was unfortunate. And then we had 6 DUI arrests, which is 6 too many. So, yeah.
But it was 6 of 6. It's a pretty good capture rate.
I guess so, yeah.
Do you know what the percentages are? If you get one, how many don't get got?
Yeah, don't have that. I know Garverville,
10 to 1 or 20
Garverville actually got 7. And so we got 6. I know Avoid the 8 did a press release, and I'm not sure what that total number was. I know it was still preliminary from all the agencies, but yeah, Garverville got 7 and we got 6. So that's 13. That's a lot.
I heard something, you know, there with the legalization in Oregon coming up in 10 seconds. No, okay. We have to take a break, but driving under the influence of some of the changes that are going on. We'll talk about that when we come back. It's 8:19.
The best Spanish language station on the North Coast is Juan 790. Tune in to 790 AM for great music, sports from ESPN, and CNN News en Español. If you're a business owner, ask Juan to connect you with the Spanish-speaking community. You'll be glad you did. Visit Juan online at juan790.com or give us a call at 442-5744. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
It is 8:23. We're back talking shop with Adam Yeager. Adam, with driving and crashes and deaths and all that kind of stuff, how much is faculties being impaired versus mechanical or driving stupid? And driving stupid would be sober stupid.
Unfortunately, most of our DUI or most of our fatal crashes here are drug or alcohol related.
Is that different than a lot of other
areas? No, that's pretty much the trend.
So you're messed up rather than...
Yes. Yeah.
The guys and the gals that go zipping past, it doesn't matter obviously what the speed is because it's more than, do they tend to be just driving fast? Or are those the ones that are under the influence that you guys find later on down the road and either pull them over or you're pulling them up off the road?
Well, I think if you got people that pass you over double yellows that are making stupid decisions, they're probably under the influence on top of just being, you know, knuckleheads. And again, call 911 if you're on a road where you see somebody pass over double yellows, or give a description of the vehicle so we have an opportunity to try to get in position to stop those vehicles.
Or at least counsel.
Yeah, or counsel. Yeah. Take appropriate enforcement action, I guess would be the proper term.
That's what the vehicle code says.
Yeah,
huh?
Take appropriate enforcement action. So,
oh. Do tourists tend to complicate things? Or those unfamiliar with the roadway?
Up north where they like to just drive really slow and look at the elk and sometimes stop in a traffic lane and take pictures of the elk or take pictures of redwood trees and not be in safe positions. But in large, I don't think so. I mean, I think they do fine. We do have, you know, like I said, we've seen tourists stop there in the middle of the road or, you know, on a shoulder, start blocking and out, taking pictures of redwood trees and elk. And it's like, welcome to Humboldt County, but please be safer, you know, so.
Yeah, particularly with a loaded lumber truck coming down the road one way.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there are certain spots that we know where the tourists like to stop, and it's nice to have that up north where they've made locations where they can tune into the radio and find out where the elk are and get off the road and take pictures. So we welcome them.
You're not happy that Rolfs doesn't exist or the fish hatchery doesn't exist anymore, though, are you?
I think that's a shame.
Our relationship will change significantly if you say yes on this one.
Okay.
You understand my pain. the elk themselves, are they involved in many incidents? I mean, you know, they'll wander across the road, and sometimes they'll lie down on the side. And do you have that as an issue? I mean, is it what I'm thinking? Is it worth to have an officer or one of the cars empty, just kind of parked in that stretch south of the national park, but north of Oryk? Just set them there so that everybody kind of goes 35.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. Like I said, that's when I'm only putting four officers out most of the time, when I should be putting five or six or seven or eight. It's kind of hard to park somebody up there. And if we park a car without being manned, it'll probably be bullet hole ridden if once they realize there's nobody in there. I'm sorry, that's terrible to say.
Is there a lot of vandalism that happens? I know, like, in the construction zones and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, the rig will be there and your guy's out wandering, or maybe, you know, they carpool and, you know, the rig stays there. It's certainly being paid attention to, but it's unmanned.
No, where we see problems is areas where we don't have authority to tow the car right away, and a car's broken down with, you know, a flat tire or out of gas, and they tend to get vandalized if they're left out there. That's why we encourage them to quickly make arrangements to get their car out of there, but so cars do get vandalized. But I know it'd be nice to have patrol cars slowing down, but look how many signs are like, slow down, yellow flashing, elk ahead, curves ahead. I think there's enough.
So, you haven't talked to Dalen lately, have you?
No, I have not.
About the time, yeah, we would talk about certain areas.
Okay.
It's kind of fun, you know, and you drive the speed limit, but others are going like half the speed limit because, like you said, gazing out at the lagoon, looking at the ocean, that kind of stuff. Do slow drivers cause as many problems as fast drivers?
I don't think so, except for when people get frustrated and they don't appreciate the slow drivers, and then they start making bad decisions and passing them over the double yellows. And I don't know, go to LA and live for a year and then come back here and appreciate the slowness. And it's refreshing, actually, if you think about it. And if people would quit being in such a hurry, you go to the, you know, metropolitan areas and everybody's pushing and,
well, that's when you mentioned that, I'm thinking, okay, so you have to go 75 or you get eaten up. How do they get 75 instead of 65? Or is it just, it is what it is?
It is what it is, the flow of traffic, yeah.
That's why you don't see too many cops out.
Shooting ducks in the pond, yeah.
No, you don't want to say shooting and driving in LA
That's true.
Highways together,
That's
do
true.
You?
That's true. But you can come off in down there, you come off an off-ramp, you sit up on an off-ramp, you jump in an off-ramp, and you're hitting 80 the time you get down on the bottom of the ramp, and you flow out in the traffic, and you'd be driving right next to somebody that's doing that speed that doesn't even see you.
It was, texting. It's,
yeah. I mean, yeah. Stop four or five cars at the same time down there doing that speed.
Everybody missed his forehead at that when I yeah. said texting. It was like, what? Yeah. Oh.
and texting. Yeah, yeah. Throw that in there.
KINS News and Information Time is 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Area Commander of the Arcata CHP, Adam Yeager. What, you're making sure the gun's available or you're stuck, tucking it away?
Got stuck in the chair.
Well, you know, we train our chairs here.
Right.
made it through Memorial Day. Next couple of weeks, we've got high school graduations that are going on. The university and the college have already let out. Does the high school graduation season pose anything? I mean, obviously, folks are coming, family are coming into the area. Is it anything extraordinary that you guys have to worry about?
No, we worry a lot about that. And we do, you know, all the high schools have the sober grad. So I encourage everybody to support that. And so we can keep these kids, you know, safe all night long after graduation. And then we put officers in the schools as much as possible at the sober grads with preliminary
Dunk
alcohol
tanks.
Screening. Yeah, we should do that. You're right. But just to screen them when they come in, make sure that they're not drinking, and we'll try to put extra people or officers out. We've got to keep them safe. So,
I think one of the coolest things, and I think this stuff started probably happening 5-10 years after we got out of high school, is that once you're out, you're out. You don't come back.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, what a simple, easy. I'm trying to get local grocers to do the same thing with their directions in the parking lots. Not too much success so far. Don't drive the wrong way in the stupid parking lot. So you guys are there the whole time? Is that what you try to do, is to have one assigned to each event?
We do. We really would love to have them at each event. We're thin, and we try to get to the ones that ask for us and the ones that are in our jurisdiction. But
yeah, I would think if you showed up to Shasta High,
yeah,
they'd kind of look at you a little funny. Yeah.
No, like McKinleyville, we get there. Yeah, you're funny.
Thank you. Yeah, sucked you in for at least 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah,
there,
you did. Yeah. Morning time.
Most of the high schools, do they want you there, or will they ask?
Oh, they do want us there. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Do you ever have any situations with parents?
Not that I've heard of, no. They're very supportive. Everybody wants the kids to be safe through that night. So
that's what I would think. That's you've got that. You've got every 15 minutes. Are there any other preventative programs similar to that that are in the offing that we may not be aware of in our area, or that may be coming here pretty soon?
No. Well, Matt does the Start Smart, which we do out through the year, or the teen impact presentations that we've been doing jointly with Eureka PD and the Caltrans.
What does
programs,
that one entail?
The teen impact, it just talks about the dangers of being a teenager and driving and distractions, and usually they'll have a speaker come in where something has happened, where somebody's lost a child, and have a parent come in or a kid will come in and talk about losing a friend, or it's a good program.
Kind of a scared straight kind of thing.
Yeah. It's a good program.
How with the teenage drivers? Used to be inexperience. That was the big reason, and kids horsing around in the back seat. You know, when you're driving, that so you can't have that certain. You know, you have to be over certain ages and that stuff. What's more problematic for the under 21 driver? Booze, drugs, electronic devices.
I think electronic devices is the taken over as the number one issue.
There's not an invincibility associated with that, though. I mean, you're just texting, right? So
yeah.
How do you drive through, to coin a phrase, the skulls full of mush? How do you get through to them that, hey, you can't look and see? I mean, are there the experience, the labs, the parking lot model, you know, to demonstrate booze, you guys used to send somebody in, and you know, after 15 drinks or 20 right. drinks, here's what they sound like and how they act. Is there anything along those lines with the distracted driving that you can work with these youngsters to start to have them appreciate what the cell phone means?
Just like we do with the alcohol, with every 15 minutes, we do the teen impact, and the Start Smart covers that, and we have testimonies and we have videos and. You know, there's a lot there to show them, but
is it as graphic? Does it work?
It's graphic. There's some pretty graphic videos and pictures of what happens to teenagers that are doing that kind of thing. So,
have your citations for distracted driving gone up?
They are up. Yes.
Due to enforcement?
Enforcement. Yeah, better enforcement, and trying to focus on it more. So,
I'm kind of giggling to myself how things change.
I know.
You know. 15 years ago, nobody would have thunk it.
I know. And seatbelt was always the seatbelt. And now, you know, locally, we have about a 95% compliance rate. We have a pretty good compliance rate.
It's about as high as you can get.
Yeah, we do surveys, and Matt goes out and parks and watches outside of a patrol car, and we have a really good compliance rate on that, but like I said, our distracted driving citations and enforcement has gone up quite a bit. So,
KINS News and Information Times 8:42. We'll be back with more from Adam Yeager.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Adam Yeager. Adam, summertime is coming up. You mentioned the graduation season, Winnebago season. We're in full flight right now. Leading into the tourist season, if you will, is there anything that you guys are going to be doing any differently, anything that you would recommend for the community to be paying a little bit more attention to? I think probably the most obvious one is if somebody's driving at you on a one-way, yeah, it may not be that they're being stupid. They may just be unfamiliar with the area. You know, help them out. Don't try to steer them away. You know, get aggressive about it. Are there any other things that you would suggest for folks to kind of be on the lookout for the next couple weeks?
Be more patient, and especially on the the highways there, and be patient. Slow down. Expect when they come around a corner that someone that's going to be impatient is going to be passing over a double yellow line coming at you. And that's why I tell my kids that every car coming towards you wants to kill you, and you need to be ready for that because that's unexpected. You don't expect that. And look at the eyes of that other driver coming at you. But, yeah, be more patient and be tolerant, and don't give them the one-finger sign. When they don't pull over, but we want the law.
Do we have much road rage here?
We do. Yeah, we do.
Is that bizarre?
Yeah, it is bizarre. Again, go to LA for a year and then come back and you'll appreciate the 50 mile an hour going through the corridor and not being in a hurry.
I kind of attribute it now to aging.
Yeah.
But it's 4 or 5 minutes. versus getting all stressed up and, you know, anxious and, you know, all the muscles.
Yeah.
I mean, for what? What's the payoff?
I come in from Fortuna, you know, northbound in the morning, and you see a lot of crazy stuff going on. And then when you get to the stoplight,
everybody starts over the same place.
Everybody's right there, and it's like, really? You know, you're driving 10, 15 miles over the speed limit that whole way, cutting, driving, or, you know, passing, and then you're at the stoplight at Bayshore Mall with me. Then I was doing 60. So, but let me add, I know just in the school year, too, all the elementary schools are letting out, and it gets crazy the last 2 weeks of June, and everybody to be patient. And I know that we've done that ordinance where the speed limits are going to be lower in a lot of those at 15 mile an hour. We want to keep our kids safe in the school zones, and you're going to see a lot of enforcement out there.
Well, and I would imagine also this time, sometimes they let the kids out a couple minutes early. So the parents that you've established.
Yeah.
And they're not necessarily be there.
Yeah,
for
minimum days where they're out at noon. And so, yeah.
Cool. So you guys are going to be there. You're going to have the little speed wagon that does the flashy thing too?
You know, our dang speed wagon is
kaput.
It rusted sitting there. It rusted out. So that's funny you say that, because they're coming to get it. We're going to get another one. So, yeah.
They're not going to fix this one up and
give
you old rusty back?
It's rusted. It's not. It's not a good use of taxpayers' money to fix that thing.
So. You know, fiberglass might work a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah, our DUI trailer rusted out too. We got rid of that too, so we got to get another one of those.
You know, there's a really bad pun in there somewhere with adult beverages, rust.
Oh yeah, okay,
and a speed trailer.
All right. All right.
I can't put it together though; otherwise, I would use it. You know that. Oh, so you'll have some more of those tools to be able to play with in the next little bit.
Yes, we will. But
cool. Yeah, I mean, it would be. Have there been kids hitting the crosswalk in the last couple of years? I don't recall any.
I don't think so.
So we're doing a pretty
and that
good
came
job.
Up too. I think we're doing a really good job. We still have a lot of, you know, problems with speed, as you know, up here at Lafayette School. But I'm trying to think. I can't think of any significant events, but it doesn't. I mean, that's good, and we don't want one. So if we can continue not to have any,
yeah, to keep the streak alive.
Yeah. That's good.
Ooh,
yeah.
There's your positioning phrase.
Ooh,
you
streak alive. Yeah.
We'll don't streak to stay alive.
Yeah.
You won't be sure.
I like that.
Keep it away from Matt.
That is good.
Yeah, give him the phrase. Right, don't let him get creative with it.
I like that.
Yeah. We've been Talking Shop this morning with Adam Yeager. Join us tomorrow morning for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you then.